It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
At a press briefing Monday afternoon, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, said that American troops who came under fire in Niger during a deadly ambush might have waited more than an hour before calling for help. Saying he didn't want to speculate why they waited, he speculated. My judgment would be that the unit thought they could handle the situation. He admitted that there was still a lot about what happened that they don't know.
We feel pretty confident in what took place before this patrol moved out. We know the general route that the patrol took before they came back in. What happened from the time the patrol went out on the operation till the time they returned? There's been a lot of speculation and a lot of reports, and that's why I want to baseline today what we know and what we don't know. And what you're asking is a fair question, but we don't know that definitively right now. I can't answer it definitively. And what I'm trying to do today is to and be very candid in what do we know. I'll share with you where I've seen speculation, and then what are the fundamental questions we're asking. And the questions that we're asking, you know, this is a very complex situation that they found themselves in, a pretty tough firefight. And what tactical instructions the commander on the scene gave at a given time that caused units to maneuver and where they might have been when Sergeant Johnson's body was found, those are all questions that we'll identify during the investigation.
He did say that, despite Sarah Sanders' statement to the contrary, it is appropriate for reporters to ask questions, and that the families of the fallen soldiers and the American people deserve answers.
I think first and foremost, in this particular case, we owe the families as much information as we can find out about what happened. And we owe the American people an explanation of what their men and women were doing at this particular time. When I say that, I mean men and women in harm's way anywhere in the world. They should know what the mission is and what we're trying to accomplish when we're there. And so those are all fair questions in my judgment. I mean, in other words, that's why we're out here today, is to take your questions and provide as much information as we have. The only thing I'm asking for today is a bit of patience to make sure that what we provide to you when we provide it is factual. But again, with regard to being transparent, I think we do owe the families and the American people transparency in incidents like this, and we intend to deliver just that.
Maisha Johnson, the widow of LaDavid Johnson, appeared on Good Morning America on Monday. She backed up Congresswoman Frederica Wilson's account of the phone call from the president.
Me and my family was in the limo to receive my husband from, I think that was Dover. And we was literally on the airport strip getting ready to get out. And he called Master Sergeant Neil's phone. I asked Master Sergeant Neil to put his phone on speaker so my aunt and uncle could hear as well. What he said was...
The president.
Yes, the president. Said that he knew what he signed up for, but it hurts anyway. It made me cry because I was very angry at the tone of his voice and how he said it. Like he couldn't remember my husband's name. The only way he remembered my husband's name because he told me he had my husband report in front of him. And that's when he actually said LaDavid. I heard him stumbling on trying to remember my husband's name. And that was hurting me the most, because if my husband is out here fighting for our country and he risked his life for our country, why can't you remember his name?
Trump tweeted shortly after the interview aired that he had had a, quote, very respectful conversation with her and, quote, spoke his name from the beginning without hesitation. A House-passed disaster relief bill cleared a procedural vote in the Senate Monday evening by a 79-16 vote, setting up a final vote as soon as Tuesday. All 16 no votes came from Republicans. The bill would provide $36.5 billion for hurricane relief, a flood insurance program, and wildfire recovery efforts in the West. New sexual harassment allegations against Bill O'Reilly came to light this week with a New York Times report that revealed the former Fox host paid out $32 million to settle a claim by longtime Fox News analyst Lise Wheel. In a meeting with the New York Times reporters who broke the story, O'Reilly denied the charges and went a bit ballistic.
I've been in the broadcast business, journalism business, 43 years. I've never had one complaint filed against me by a co-worker in any human resources department in 43 years. And that encompasses 12 different companies.
We have physical proof that this is bullshit. Okay? So it's on you if you want to destroy my children further. All right, because it's all crap. Why don't you be human beings once? This is horrible. It's horrible what I went through. Horrible what my family went through. This is crap. And you know it. It's politically and financially motivated. And we can prove it with shocking information. But I'm not going to sit there in a courtroom for a year and a half and let my kids get beaten up every single day of their lives by a tabloid press who would sit there, and you know it. I got good
news. And that's a bit of What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. The Nicole Sandler Show is still heard live Tuesdays through Fridays from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern at NicoleSandler.com and from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the Progressive Voices Network.